Grand jury to act on Leo Frank case. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, the 21st of April, 1914, page 3, column 5. The grand jury is reportedly investigating charges of perjury against several witnesses in the Frank trial who recanted their testimony on the witness stand. A secret conference was held 10 days ago with Solicitor Dorsey, at which the matter was deferred pending further developments. It is said that action will not be taken for some time, as Solicitor Dorsey does not want to put the prosecution in the position of seeking to deter witnesses by fear of prosecution. A.L. Waldo, foreman of the grand jury, was reluctant to speak to a reporter for the Constitution on Monday when asked about the jury's attitude toward perjury charges in the Frank case. He would only state that the jury had not taken any action and referred the reporter to Solicitor Dorsey for all information. However, Mr. Dorsey was even more reticent than the jury foreman. "I will, in all probability, however, take action against those who perjure themselves in the case," he stated. "It would be my duty of office to do so. Whether it is the Frank case or any other case, perjury deserves prosecution." A big surprise is expected in the prosecution's fight next Wednesday, when the RE trial application comes before Judge Ben Hill for a hearing. Attached to the Solicitor General's office freely admit that Mr. Dorsey has recently come into possession of evidence that will be materially helpful in combating the new trial motions. It is reported that an affidavit was made before Mr. Dorsey on Monday afternoon by a young girl witness for the prosecution, whose name is withheld. She is said to be one of the many girl witnesses who have made affidavits for the defense denouncing their testimony. Throughout the day, the solicitor was busy interviewing witnesses and conferring with detectives from police headquarters and with private detectives from his own staff. Some of the investigators who were with Dorsey on Monday were John Black, Bass Rosser, Pat Campbell, John Starnes, and others from Chief Lanford's office. Gay C. February, secretary to the detective chief, was also called before the solicitor and reportedly made an affidavit. Detective William J. Burns returned to town on Monday morning at 11:40 o'clock. He has not yet made his report, and it is probable that it will not be submitted until tomorrow morning when it will supplement the retrial motion to be submitted before Judge Hill. Burns stated that he had solved the mystery and that his report would conclusively show the public the man guilty of Mary Fagan's murder. He would not disclose where he had been on his last trip.